Go ahead. Wait.
It's already on, baby.
Yeah.
Get this shit going.
Sound like a voice.
Oh, that's what we call it, yeah? That the VS? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
The VS. The VS, y'all.
Oh, that Larry Bird, though. That Larry Bird, I'm saying. What I'm saying?
That damn Larry Bird. Let this rock out.
Still on the block, give money where I'm supposed to live. Wanna see my casket shine on my front. The tears in the eyes, hard playing, the boy had to go. I could see Pop telling Ross, yellow was a legend. I could see my baby mama mad at me, friends, and I be mad. Turn it up for my nigga, tell him for me in the cast.
Yo. Welcome back to another episode of 60 Minutes of Smoke. And I'm your host, Javi, with all the smoke. I'm here with my co-host,
John Superboy.
And we got our guest today.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Eddie Blah with the building again. They liked the first interview so much, we had to bring him back.
Yeah. No. Shout out to all my supporters and listeners, to the right people that listened to the last episode that I put up with Eddie Blah. I actually got good feedback from that and jumped to 5 more platforms over that. So, you know what I mean? That's a big ups to my supporters.
Sir, welcome
in. Today.
Hell yeah.
So, today was a celebration.
Always.
So, I'm going to kick this shit off today, man. We're not doing no regular interviews. You know what? We're going to give y'all niggas 60 minutes of smoke.
Straight up smoke.
Straight smoke.
Stop playing.
Hey, Dan. Drop a subject.
Drop a subject. And we're going to start this. We're going to talk about. I really don't even know what to talk about. What I really want to talk about is, why the fuck is it still cold outside? Like, what the fuck I want to talk about? Nigga, I bet you, listen, it was just, we woke up this morning to rain, right?
Did it rain this morning?
No, it was raining this morning. Then the sun came out.
It did.
She was looking spicy for a minute. And then here came the clouds, and down came the rain.
I know the weather bugging today.
I feel like spring never got here.
I don't know what to call it no more. It should change.
Fall never got here. Nothing should change.
Summers don't feel like summers. Winters don't feel like winters.
It's that COVID weather.
It's that COVID weather.
Come outside in shorts. You got the mask on your face. Got the mask on your elbows, your knees.
Excuse me, COVID weather, dog. I don't even know what to say.
You want no pause?
Goddamn COVID weather.
Put on the spot.
Drop another subject. Go ahead, Cole. Drop another subject.
I don't know. Reach it in the bag.
Let's leave the COVID subject alone.
It's the COVID weather, dog. The COVID weather is great. You never know when it's gonna be. You know,
you seen that clip?
You don't know when it's gonna have an outbreak. It might last a couple days. Yeah,
y'all seen nice sun for a couple days. Quavo and Sweetie.
The footage that we're talking about on the elevator.
Yeah, everybody taking sides. Everybody taking sides. I never seen it.
Did you see it?
Nah, she swung at him, and he just like he kind of shoved her. All right, I'm not.
Keep it a thousand. You brought it up. I never seen the footage. I will bring it up, but I'm gonna put it over here.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. They was heading to the elevator, and it looked like fucking Sweetie went to go hit him a swing or something, and then he just like curved that bitch, like kind of like pushed her. But she looked mad dramatic, falling on the ground and shit. She stood there for like 5 minutes. I don't know if it was that ass, but look,
they're gonna try to crucify Quavo for that shit, though, bro.
They're gonna try to crucify him.
Why not?
Because if you gonna crucify him, why they ain't crucify who?
Who?
Yo, Hoover.
Nigga, he got swung on, didn't he? Yeah. I thought Solange beat his ass. Yeah. He wasn't in there beat bitch.
He got beat by his missus sister.
Yeah, so what? Yeah, she did. He dirty.
That's what happened to him.
Wait.
He ain't even touch her. He ain't even touch it. Man, he put his hand up like this.
Oh Lord.
Next thing you know, somebody fell to the ground.
That's what I'm saying though. That's how that shit went down.
The nigga Quavo good. Facts.
He still won't try to put his hand up. She fell to the ground.
It was over. I bet you if they show you close up footage, you're going to see knee pads. I bet you if they got close up footage, she had knee pads under the pants. She prepared for this shit.
Hey, yo.
How many pockets did that? I got four or five. You had a whole five pockets?
Yeah, all of them.
What you say? I didn't even need a pocket. What is all the smoke podcast? When you scared of smoke?
Nah, we ain't never. Hold on. Let's get that correct. We ain't never scared of smoke over here. We want all the smoke.
So we ain't ducking no topics. And if you can't handle that nigga Quavo good. That nigga put his hand up because there was a fucking fly, a little gnat in the air. And when he put his hand up to swing the gnat in the air to get it out of his way, out of his peripheral, she just dropped. Them saying, make sure she dropped on the knee pad she had underneath the sweatpants.
Them saying she was good. You should be that nigga lawyer.
She was good. He was good. Everybody was good. They got that on video.
Except for Quavo.
That wasn't part of his plan. All he wanted to do was get that gnat out of his fucking way.
That's a Kevin Hart move right there.
Now look at him. Now all we need is for somebody to come out with a verse.
I'm saying though,
they did it. They already did it when Jay-Z was in there beefing.
Call that black song, speak about it.
He might.
Put that black stuff. He gonna try to hide that swing. What's
he gonna be like, that ain't the baby. That baby ain't nine. She not my complexion either.
That's how you come to. I
ain't mad at him,
bro. That nigga is fourth degree black. Kodak is darker than dark.
I fuck with Kodak. I fuck with Kodak, man. We not gonna sit here talking about Kodak, guys. That's my nigga.
I don't like his music. I don't like his music.
I'm the fuck.
I mean, I ain't gonna say that much.
I'm the fuck. What the fuck you like, guy? That's the whole fucking point.
What?
It's Kodak, man.
Nigga, you get the fuck out of here. It's Kodak Black.
Why the fuck you talking about Kodak Black?
Why are you jumping out the window over Kodak Black?
You sniper game, bro?
Bruh.
You sniper game?
I snipe anything.
Whoa. You sniper.
I'm saying from far. You know what I'm saying? The bag gotta be right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You see me pull up with my arm. You know what I'm saying? There's no flag on the entire. Mercenaries, baby. Murder for hire, bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's how we gonna leave that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that.
Stop talking about my nigga Kodak.
Hey, yeah, we about jump subject. We about jump subject. Jump on something different.
What?
Did you guys see any of those Mikey T interviews? All the interviews that are coming out about ARF situation?
No, I haven't.
Well, you know, everybody's claiming that what's it? Dark Love snitching on him, and all types of goofy shit. You know, he had a back and forth with Lake Moss, AI's brother, and everything. What I think it was is I don't know. There might be some miscommunication going on.
I think so.
I mean, everybody's trying to paint the narratives. Mad different ways. Of course, that's how a lot of people are, especially when a lot of people don't know the facts. I don't know the facts, so I'm not going to jump out the window.
All I'm saying, the source ain't seem to be mad, though, so don't make sense.
I mean, yeah, you did make that point earlier. ARF doesn't seem to be mad about anything.
Definitely don't seem to be like he's trying to paint him to be a snitch either, so it's like...
Yeah, I mean... He represented himself, so yes. And he had to talk to the popo. He had to talk to the motherfucking police. Like, I don't know what the fuck he said behind the doors.
I mean, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Either way, whatever he said behind the doors didn't help ARF situation.
I agree. All I'm saying is, whatever it may be, I just feel like whatever it may be, I don't feel like it obviously ain't that serious. And if it is, and he's still not saying it, and he's still taking the route he chooses to take.
Well, I mean, it's serious for ARF.
But you got to see it from my point of view. What I'm trying to, not even my point of view. What I'm trying to say is, obviously, whatever he contribute to must not be as serious as the rest of it. So I feel like, in some sort of way, it's like I feel like the feds are just trying to tie him into.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's going on, and I feel like. If one person is trying to make you out to be someone who really ain't involved and ain't even on that aspect of things,
right?
Then either you did, and he just got that much love for you, like just forgave you from the door. You know what I mean? OBH business, nobody else need to know that type of shit. Or
I mean,
he did
that's
it.
Real shit, right there.
I mean, or he and did that's it. Why... You feel what I'm saying? Or he really did it, and it ain't how it's being perceived to everybody else.
Right, you know what? We're gonna need another subject because we ain't doing no real footwork, and I don't want to jump out the window and say shit that's not really, you know what I'm saying?
Let me say this. That nigga Francis Ngannou though knocked out old boy though.
Who? Francis Ngannou?
Francis Ngannou knocked out Stipe Miocic.
Wow.
You know what? I was trying to catch that shit too, but I didn't get the chance to catch that shit.
I knew that shit was gonna happen.
When was the fight?
It was like three days ago.
I think
so. So all I know is this. He put him down, son. Second round. And something told me, like, I knew this shit was going to happen because there's no way in hell you go in. The first fight, he would have, I mean, you could tell that if it lasted on the feet any longer than what it already was, it was going to end. So he kept wrestling and bringing him to the ground and tiring him out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ultimately, it wasn't enough Floyd and got him to win. I mean, oh boy, won by decision. But
wow,
the second fight, it's like, all right, there's no way you go into that fight and not be prepared to be taken down to the ground, knowing like that's really the only thing they got for you. And when you watch that fight, bro, that's a big man. That's a big man.
That's a big boy.
And when they went to grab him, bro, he stuffed his grab. He swung around him. Oh, I know. He like, boop, 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 boop. Bro, listen.
Yeah, we talking
about you. Put him down with a jab.
Did he suffer a loss?
He put him down with a jab.
Did he just suffer a loss?
Ooh.
Francis Ngannou?
No, was it? I just told you.
No, no, no. Not. I know about that fight.
You talking about
beforehand?
You talking about Adesanya.
Okay. Adesanya.
Because he fought some light heavyweight.
And lost.
Yeah.
It's bad, yeah.
You know what's funny?
I didn't get to see that fight neither.
I felt like he had.
I just been so busy.
But I felt like he had enough control. I just felt like somewhere down the line, I feel like two things happened. I feel like one, he didn't have enough faith. And then two, I feel like the moment he started to play around was when old boy decided to grab him. And that's when things changed. Yeah, that's when things changed.
He whooped that ass.
Yeah, like, I mean, I say that because when it was stand up. When he was stand up, he got caught with a couple shots, but the stand up game, I would most definitely give to Adesanya. But once he started bringing him down to that ground, he couldn't stop being taken down. He couldn't really do nothing on the ground. I mean, he controlled the rest of the fight because he put you on the ground. If he would have never put him on the ground when he did, I feel like he would have won that.
Hey, real quick, what are we smoking on right now, fellas?
I was about to ask the same shit.
Well, that right there. What we got in that Dutchie right there is some greenhouse. Not even no. Some gas house OG.
Gas house OG. It's fucking it's fire.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What's in that other shit?
This ain't mine.
What's in here? What's in that again?
Blueberry muffin.
Fire. Yes, fire. Both of them. Fire.
Yes,
that shit.
We want all the smoke.
That shit, yeah. All the smoke. Definitely want all the smoke. Yo, that Larry. Yo, stay away from that Larry. That Larry fuck your life up.
Nah, that Obama runs fuck your life up.
Nah, both of them. I can't smoke. Both of them.
That Obama runs
fuck your life. I never thought I'd get to a point in my life where weed to be too strong for me. I thought I was a champion.
Nah, that truffle.
Some shit, yo.
That truffle souffle, that shit was fine.
You know what? That peanut butter souffle is fire.
Peanut butter souffle is fire, too.
That shit is fire.
It's not always around. That's hard to find. That's the one that I really like.
That shit is fire.
I like that chocolate Thai, too.
That shit tastes good.
I thought I was tripping. I was like, why am I smoke like this?
You know what? That's an excellent strain I would like.
What?
Chocolate Thai and Blue Dream. Thai Dream? Chocolate Dream.
Somebody said COVID. We don't do that.
But
we
what?
Don't do that. Somebody said COVID.
COVID?
Because we passing these shit. We don't got this.
What?
Oh, no. I tell you right now, I got it.
I'm immortal. Hey, yo, what the fuck
is this?
Straight up. Yeah. I tell you right now, I got that shit, son.
Oh, shit.
I got everything.
Oh, hello. You said I got
Hey, I got everything.
You are
this nigga. It's over. This our last interview, y'all.
Hey, yo.
This nigga that took us all out.
New rule we facing.
Yeah, stop passing these shits around. Oh my god.
The nigga said
COVID.
He said COVID.
I mean, there's nothing else to talk about.
We're not talking about COVID again.
That's what he talking about.
Nah, he said we ain't COVID.
Nah, son.
Nah, just you. Just he got COVID.
Yeah, I ain't worried.
This nigga said everything. What's everything? Like, literally everything? Like,
bro, I got everything.
Let's elaborate.
Elaborate. They said, man, I got everything. You got to elaborate on everything. Google the word. All.
Get the fuck out of here, man. What the fuck? Yo.
It's your boy. I came through.
It's your boy.
Chopping out that's all the fucking it. White cells. Make sure them niggas don't start duplicating.
God damn.
Like the vid, the COVID, or the head. Man, listen, man, we out here. Niggas got that dead.
nigga, what? That is funny as shit.
Hey, yo. So, alright, so. y'all see that shit that Quando Rondo fucking belled out Lil Tim?
What that nigga do this time, bro?
He belled out Lil Tim.
Oh, he
belled him? Yeah, he belled him. Now, he out, he free. King Von's murderer is free.
You saw him, Lil Tim fucking, I think he went on Twitter and was trying to come at Von, girl.
I mean, it's a fucked up world,
Agent Doll?
That's not his girl. You're talking about either his baby mama or.
Nah, it's his girl, bro.
Talking about Agent Doll?
Agent Doll. Her name is.
But that's the one. Von, I mean, that's the one he came at, or was it his baby mama?
Nah, he definitely ain't his baby mama. That's a bitch,
bro. Nah, yeah, he ain't got no baby mama.
That's all I'm saying. We fucking got it. I give you money. All I'm saying is it's just a fucked up situation. It's ironic that you beat a body and up being a body. It's what it is. It's everyday shit.
Damn.
If it wasn't who it was, nigga wouldn't be talking about it. I know niggas in the hood too.
60 minutes of smoke.
Yeah, yeah. Don't nobody know about that. Don't nobody about my little homie on the block. That's here.
Homie on the block.
Nobody know about him.
Yo, why
does he talk? Yeah. Hey. You know what? It's getting close to that time, though. So we're going to have to cut this real quick so we can pay these bills. Y'all listen to the sponsor. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Now, we got a new subject to talk about. We're gonna dive right in this. No pun intended. There was a shipwreck not too long ago, and there was a survivor on the boat in the bottom of the ocean. What? 3 days. This man survived in a pocket on the bottom of the ocean for 3 days, my nigga.
An air pocket, right?
An air pocket. Who the? What the?
That little space it was like slightly bigger, like slightly smaller than the jail cell.
Man, what the? 3 days?
At the bottom of the ocean?
Do you know what your mind state looked like? I mean, what the fuck is going through your mind? 3 days in the dark, my nigga. At the bottom of the ocean. Cause you gotta think, he was in the dark. He didn't have a switch, my nigga. Yeah. Hit the lights in that motherfucker. It was over for him, bro.
You hit the lights in that room?
3 days? Bro, I don't even know how to fathom that. I mean, of course God was on his side.
Nah, for real.
God was definitely on his side.
You trapped in the ocean.
That's crazy.
In the ocean.
He probably wasn't even expecting nobody to come for his ass.
Bro, can you imagine, like, what the fuck is your mind?
You know when
you're
kind of right, though, now that I think about it?
Like, what is your
mind? I really expect to find
him. He was in the fucking army. Why did it take you motherfuckers 3 days to find these niggas?
And he was a cook. This guy was a cook. He was on a 12-man ship. Just whatever boat he was on.
There was only 12 people?
It was 12 people. I think it was tugging oil or something. It was tugging something. And some shit happened. That shit flipped like 4 something in the morning. That's he was wild. In the bathroom. That shit sent his ass flying. But crazy part is, because of the pirating that goes on where he was at, the boat has rooms that lock when you go in. So it can stop from like pirates coming to enter your room and take shit from you.
Yeah.
So the people that were in their room at 4 something in the morning when that shit happened, they died. they were trapped. They couldn't get out their fucking rooms. So they died in their rooms. This nigga was in the bathroom. Somehow made it to a fucking air pocket. Like, I can't even try to figure it out, like, how this shit was going down.
I'm gonna assume shit was just falling down on him, and just breaking apart.
He said he was getting smacked all the way around, like, one side to the other side.
Yeah, he's never, ever stepping on a boat again.
Oh, hell,
guaranteed he's not even walking to the beach.
Three fucking days, bro? Who the fuck? God damn.
Yeah, I ain't for that again.
In the dark, in the middle of, oh hell no, bro.
I'm sitting here trying to think, and there's no way I can even fathom how to think that.
I mean, at that point,
and I done sat there with a
broken. You making your peace with God. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm making my peace with God. Yeah. Till he ready to, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, the bottom of the oceans.
How do you even get notified that your shit is down?
I mean, it took them 3 days to find them.
That's crazy.
Took them 3 days to find it. When they found, they did, like you saw the video. They didn't even know the man was alive. They thought it was just another dead body floating.
Yeah, they touched his head.
When he grabbed him, he was not letting them niggas go.
He was like, oh shit.
He was like, he's alive. That was crazy. Yeah, what's your rate? He said, "Cook." He was like the only one that survived. Damn.
You know what's crazy?
That's crazy.
You probably heard niggas like screaming and begging for their life. That's wild.
Yeah.
You hear your whole.
He said he heard his friends being eaten by sharks and
what the
fish.
Fuck? Like he heard sharks was on site.
Yeah, like he heard people being eaten by the fish.
Sharks would definitely be on site. That's deep.
Like,
yeah, but remember, they automatically in that bitch like, yo, let's go with it. Like,
he's in the dark. Remember, he's in the dark. He's in the dark.
Probably like, oh, what happened over there? I'm not going to make a move, my nigga. Let's go check it out. It might be lunch.
What the fuck is this?
That's crazy.
I couldn't think of it.
That's crazy.
That's why, yo, I always say, if I go on a boat, I'm keeping a blookie on my body at all.
A blookie, that shit right there made you want to sit in the boat in the whole school.
I can't swim, so I won't jump on a boat. But if I got on a boat, that boat got to come with another boat. And that boat got to come with another boat. I need.
He trying to sit in that bitch in the whole in a mini submarine suit.
Bro, like, I need insurance. Like, that boat go. I got a backup boat. That boat go. I got a backup boat. I'm not. God didn't give me gills. I don't belong in the water that long, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nah, fuck that, bro.
He said, fuck that.
Yo, you know what's crazy? You ever hear him say about females that be having bursts in the tub? How babies that hit the water that never hit air first literally be in the water just chilling there swimming, breathe water.
Wait, you talking about newborns?
Yeah.
Because it's like they're inside, when they're inside their stomach.
When they get out into the water, it's the same thing.
That's why a lot of women came out right into the water. That shit nasty. What about the one, did you see the one with the nigga in the submarine?
He beat a record of going like to the deepest part of the ocean. All I know is that man seen a hand of a mermaid, bro, touch the freaking submarine.
Get the fuck out of here.
I promise you. He got the footage of anything.
Where's the footage at?
Pull it up.
Nigga, all
right. I will right now.
I can't. Go ahead. Flip the lappy. Look for that son of a bitch.
And the mermaid not pretty, bro.
How we jump from a survivor to goddamn mermaid?
Where the fuck was that bitch at when the homie was in there stuck in the air pocket? Like, you know what I'm saying? You believe like, mermaid? What the fuck going on?
You believe mermaid, bro?
Do I need to believe him? The nigga seen one.
Do I need to believe him? He saw one.
I I watched like a whole documentary.
Yeah, did you see the submarine, dude?
Who
seen it?
You know, bro, it must have been a good one, because you got to watch a whole documentary.
Yeah,
it must have been good.
When I first saw it, I was like, what the fuck is this?
They're
trying to say
mermaids
real and shit. I just gotta see.
And they tried to link them to the Atlanteans and all that shit.
Nah, they didn't link it to that. They said, like, somehow in the evolution of mankind, you know how we started off as cavemen and whatnot?
Before all that, when the time of the dinosaurs, after all that shit hit, most of it was water.
So we evolved to.
This shit was 7 years ago.
But that's the thing. It's not really valid. They don't got no solid evidence, really. I don't think.
Shit, only 4 minutes.
Hold up, man. Who shot the shit? Where is this footage coming from?
Greenland Sea, March 6, 2013.
Greenland?
Yeah. Greenland full of ice.
Oh, yeah, that is right. I forget. Iceland is green and Greenland is ice. Oh, that shit was fake. You see that shit through again. Look at that. That shit was fake.
Bro, when you see how far the ocean they were, bro, it's impossible.
Ah, that looked like CGI, bro.
Yeah, that shit looked fake. You see the one where niggas see one falling, the motherfucker look at him and hop in the water.
I can't.
I think it's all valid, bro. You know why?
I don't think that.
This world full of bad, crazy shit. That's what I said.
I don't believe it. Look. What's that?
There's another camera footage.
What's that right there?
Another camera footage of the same one.
It's a different angle. That shit different.
It looked like that.
That's a good screenplay.
Can we get the footage of that back up there? Can we? In fact, why don't we take the both?
Now, what news is this? Is this news or is this?
That's invalid news.
The nigga came on animal. These niggas was going do the thing with the water, so they went to a real deep area.
They put Animal Planet.
It's on Animal
Planet. All right, hold on. Because if it's on Animal Planet.
Nah, man. Animal Planet be wild, yo. They was out to kill Steve Irwin.
Damn.
That shit big, dude, bro. Nah.
Look at that shit, bro.
Nah, Animal Planet be lying.
Yo, this was telling me about how they were driving this off. A Corvette stuck up with no license.
Look at it.
Corvette snuck up with no license. Traffic everywhere, like when you leave Jersey, you like driving to another state and shit.
Yeah.
Traffic crazy, yo. When I was driving in Texas, that shit crazy, bro. Yeah, bro, Texas. I was in the city. I was in Arlington. That shit crazy over there. I was driving like 4 hours. I drove to what the fuck, the Texas.
Nigga, that drive from Jersey to Texas.
I drove to that one point where all the states meet Texarkana or whatever the fuck they call that.
Like four states.
Four states meet in one spot. Yeah, there was somebody over there that I knew, so we should drive all the way over there and our dead ass drove me fucking crazy. That shit used to drive me fucking crazy. I hate driving in Long Branch. I don't like driving in Long Branch. Too many police in Long Branch, bro.
There's a lot of police.
It's just, because, bro, even if I ain't shore, doing nothing, I still feel uncomfortable. Like,
bro, the whole shore is fucking, the whole shore is being bought. Like, it's being mad condos, bro. They're being funded like crazy. It's they try to take the fucking hood out of the
Oh shit! They well, down, let's see.
It all started when they knocked down Woodrow, bro. As soon as they took down the Red Bridge, it was over.
Have you been to the boardwalk?
Yeah, all the time.
Recently?
Yeah.
How's it looking over there?
Yes.
People out, shit like that.
Yeah. All right, people be wild. Like they have the volleyball nets up mad early, so you can definitely tell people out there. Yeah, every time
it be the white people from New York.
Yeah, a lot of people come like from Brunson and shit.
Do I hit you?
It be that New York shit, man.
A lot of people from New York, yeah, too.
I'm gonna hit you one of my friends.
Yeah.
Nah, so it's been some mad traffic down there. You think Seaside I have mad traffic this year? Besides.
They usually do, right?
I mean, I don't know. This shit might be different. I haven't been over that way. I know, motherfucking.
That's a good question. Where is Atlantic this summer? Like,
probably going to be Atlantic City, yo. To be honest with you.
Yeah, really, right? That's all.
I think it's
going to
be Atlantic City.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's going to be AC.
My boys be
Seaside
and
AC.
It's
going to be Seaside and AC.
Matter of fact, I need to go down that way. We need to go over there and do a session, record.
What?
AC.
Oh, yeah.
Pick your day, go down there.
Seaside and AC, those two spots.
Nah.
Believe it or not, Seaside
bars out here. Seaside. But Seaside, I'd rather do it in AC.
Long Beach Island.
I think we'll have more freedom in AC.
We will.
Seaside, they're going to be locked down.
Hell yeah.
Especially the Popo.
They be on feet over there.
Hit outside with that camera, it's going down.
So it'll be on feet 24/7.
Oh, yeah. At least at AC, we'll have a little bit more freedom.
Out there with the camera?
Nah, they're just going to be on your ass more.
Because you got to
Like at AC, they're not, it should not, you know, it's nothing to them over that way. Seaside, I already know how the police are going to be over there. So it's going to be horrible.
But if you call the city and tell them you're going to be filming,
damn, I don't want to go through all that. I got to call the city guy. It's crazy. We took the city. Hey, yo, all the smoke coming through. Tell them pigs to get off. Hey, yo, tell the pigs to fall the fuck back.
I'm not licensed.
Excuse me.
Okay.
But it is legal. So what does it mean to be?
I'm a marijuana activist, and I'm just exercising my rights.
I don't think I'm gonna go down these roads. Record. I don't want to alert them motherfuckers on anything. I don't want to tell them niggas anything unless I have to. Fuck that. You just gonna pop up in the town and turn the fuck up over there. That's it. Turn the fuck up. Yeah.
You can even get it like a smaller cam, like a body cam. They won't even catch nobody's attention.
I'm already on it, bro. All glasses, right? Got all these glasses. You can get them, man, different kind of styles. Glasses with the fucking camera on them.
Oh, that's
they can't even tell. You're just walking in anyway.
Yeah, that's
fine. I'm about to go down there in a bow tie. Suit, a bow tie. My glasses on. They ain't gonna tell nothing. Definitely, there's all kinds of though. Like I can get a hat that's fitted. I can buy a fitted real quick with the fucking camera hole on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can't tell, but it's a goddamn camera right there.
Yeah.
I be like, oh yeah, you know what I mean? I figured I was gonna do that anyway, just to catch extra footage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See how we're just going down there and shit. But we get down. We should definitely.
We
should definitely. And you know what? They be on my nuts too. I'll probably get a room for the low with Atlantic City. They stay sending me shit. They always want me to gamble and everything. That is probably get something low. But that'll be worth it though. This is a nigga that I be following on Instagram, XSantino. He do a lot of his work over that way too.
Oh,
man. And yeah. Shout out to him too, man. Definitely, I get situated, definitely gonna be reaching out to bro. See if he'd be willing to come do this podcast. Get these interviews in. What are you looking at? What you doing over there?
Yeah, the fuck you doing,
yeah. Hey yo, my guy. Hey yo, my guy. You're supposed to be the co-host.
No,
my guy.
Just little kid. Well, me, I won't be mean. Not Max Wallet on his video, bro.
Sick kid. Shut the game.
I'm saying,
just with hip-hop. What's wrong with you? Just with hip-hop. What's hip-hop? I don't it's listen. I don't condone anything Lil Nas X do. Oh, let's get that straight. Jesus. Whatever he's doing, I don't want no part. I don't even want to talk about it because I don't even. That's crazy.
Be funny. You want to talk about it? I'm gonna keep it.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep it $150. That shit was dumb as hell, and he got himself in a big ass lawsuit with Nike right now because Nike had nothing to do with the shoe whatsoever.
Bro, the shoe ain't even it.
What
this nigga was twerking on the devil?
What lawsuit does he have?
What the fuck?
Nike want all that.
Nike want what lawsuit?
Nike's some lawsuit because lawsuit. They put
they
up,
never had that shoe.
Put
that,
up 300 that was never pairs.
He never had a deal with Nike, right? But he dropped the shoe.
It was like 300 pairs of that shit.
He had it go through a third party designer.
Yeah. And they dropped the shoe.
He made it. It ain't his. It ain't a deal. That's like basically getting a custom shoe.
It's not a deal, no. Yeah, but it's not a shoe. It's not a custom shoe. He didn't get it from Nike. He got a certain
bread. He didn't do it with Nike, so Nike sued him.
Yeah.
Because he made hella bread off of that, first and foremost. And they're like, what the fuck, nigga?
The reason why I said he's smart is because he got a buzz right now.
But nigga, look what that nigga had to do. Yeah. He sold everything.
He said, I'm gonna drop this. So he was like, Nike gonna sue me. Hopefully, the money that's coming back from all this attention.
Bro, nigga sold his ass.
He sold
his soul.
Niggas be wild.
Bro, this man sold all that.
Bro,
this nigga was over there bugging. From what I heard, I never saw the footage.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean, yo, all I do is listen to what other motherfuckers say, really.
Yeah, not
when this shit be too wild, I'll be like, I can't see this shit, man.
Yo,
I wouldn't even hit the button.
Blood in the shoe.
That's crazy. Human blood in the shoe, twerking on the devil.
Yeah.
Just like, bro, what? Whoever said he was hip hop though, or whoever said like what kind of music does he do?
Is it pop?
But who said
he don't rap?
Like
who?
Who told him he that?
Got
this, huh?
He got bars.
I don't know. I don't listen to him.
He
got that.
What was that shit? I'll make a whole diss track to
that Old Town Road shit he did. That shit is what the fuck.
I'm gonna go this track to
the. Shit. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is gonna be playing Black Adam.
But they've been saying that for a minute now. Is he actually gonna do it this song?
Yeah, it says Dwayne Johnson's Black Adam movie just announced its release date.
Oh, shit. That's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, that's
gonna be crazy. That is. I've been waiting for that to drop anyway for a minute, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's why. I don't believe it.
New Yorkers will immediately be allowed to possess up to 3 ounces of cannabis for recreational use.
New Yorkers now? Finally? New Yorkers.
We got 6 ounces, nigga. We got all the smoke.
All the fucking smoke.
6 ounces. This is Garden State.
Garden State. We can't help it. We can't help it. It's where the green relies.
That's funny.
Hey, yo. Nah, that's good, though. That's fucking good money that New York is, you know what I'm saying? So now niggas, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was too close to home for us to be
so stupid.
For us to be legal and then New York not do it. Come on now. It's crazy. It's fucking bananas.
See, I always low key compare weed to alcohol and I never saw like, all right, so people drink. They'll go home and beat the shit out of their wife or something, right?
Facts, I've been there.
You high as hell, what you wanna do? Hey, yo, babe, you want to get something to eat? I'm hungry as hell.
I'm about to go home.
I need some munchies.
Dead ass, though.
People that smoke weed is wrong.
Nah, I never really understood that shit, though. I understand.
They keep the niggas real life, crack heads off this shit.
Oh, for what?
Liquor.
Tobacco. Man, you say that.
We really not a crackhead.
Yeah, I'm a
champ.
Really
not a crackhead. And that's the problem.
Wait, what? I mean, there's a lot of people out there that overdo it.
All right. That don't they need overdo to. It, but you know, you, listen, you ain't overdo it and say, man, fuck this weed.
I'm not saying this is going to hurt you crack. In the process.
Fuck this weed. I'm about to smoke me some heroin.
There's some people that take an extra step.
You get what I'm saying?
Right?
Yeah.
And they go crazy over some weed. You know? Like, I got people that used to come into my room, I have 3 ashtrays in my room. They go into each ashtray.
Everybody likes to take it down.
They be like, yo, let me get a roach. Where the roaches at? Like, hey, yo,
TTA,
why are you looking for roaches?
Want to get TTA?
That's cool.
I got to. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of what my young friend here to the right of me said, Eddie Blau Blau, chicken bow, bow, bow.
Hey, yo.
Javi, you said you got the, what kind of dab you got?
Gelato.
Gelato what?
It's sauce and diamonds.
And I got some THCA from your boy official. That's all you need to know. Let me go get it.
Oh, shit.
I'll be right back.
Nigga, but I don't see nothing else in here. Already has a chunk there.
You talk about it's a whole. Yeah, it's
a good mixing, though. I don't got nothing. Nah.
You sure?
You got nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Now you gonna have that lighter all sticky shit?
No, this is the bottom. It don't stick.
John. How long have you been dabbing?
You know what? I can't like literally say, but I do know that I've been dabbing ever since I had that first dab. So I would say it's kind of if nah. You know what? I've been dabbing for about a year. Sometimes I've been dabbing since then.
You've been dabbing since the venue? Damn.
Hey, thanks on the track.
Hey, yo. You know what I just noticed? My soundboard wasn't plugged in.
Wait, so we don't have, we didn't get
it?
No.
It got it.
I don't know where it came from.
It had to read a microphone in order for us to go, so. Oh my god.
But we heard ourselves on here.
It
had to be hooked up.
Nah, this just happened.
Oh, you mean like just now?
Yeah, from the last song.
I think that's doing that.
So, what? That laptop right there fucking sucks ass. Yeah, I can't say it. I can't wait to get rid of it.
Pause it. And then load or it won't do that.
Jack, come on, man. Dopamine. You can turn him up. You need to. I'm not coming. Nah, I don't turn up there. I got you. There you go. Don't turn up there. Shit.
You know what that sounds like?
This is about to be retarded. On the air. Yes, right now. We live for all the 120 text messages.
Yeah, baby, we live, baby.
Hey, don't be making fun. Don't be making fun of me. Lady, what the kids doing? I love it. Hey man, so we're going live on YouTube next week. Well, Saturday, when your homies come through. Oh, dead ass, and we're gonna turn up. We're gonna turn up for sure.
Damn, somebody hit the dunk.
Yeah, yeah. For all you people, I don't know if y'all can hear this fucking torch right here. This is my phone. Watch this.
Straight to the face.
That shit's fire.
Yeah. We don't judge, bro. There's no fighting a call from a dad, literally. If a nigga ever tell you he never called for a dad, be lying.
He's lying, but the trick to not call for no dad is just not
there is no trick.
Once you do that,
how tell him?
Once you call for kids, that
you gotta let it out.
I'm trying to stop right now. Oh my god. It's immediate. That shit's immediate. You know what I can't do now? I can link this up to my speaker. And I can just turn this off. We can just bump some. God, he can get it. Throw some more. This is 60 minutes of smoke.
Trying to get live. Yeah, bump. I'm a music freak.
Like you said, right? I need a bump.
Nah, I don't need a bump. I need two bump. I need two bump.
Oh, my bad. Double back on it. I don't need a bump. Yeah, but I get your reference. I get your reference though. You try to turn up. You said I need a bump.
Yeah, I was like, I need two bump. Let me come back. I fuck with the herb.
And only the herb.
Yeah.
Garden State. Bitches.
I used to sit me and I'm not even going front, but that shit is bad for me, bro.
Now, you know what? I used to do it too, bro.
But
now,
it's so, I don't know why it's so good.
Hey, yo. I was going to say the same thing. Took the word right out of my mouth.
It's,
man.
It's bad, bro.
And, nah, you know what? I don't condone it.
I don't condone it. I don't condone it. Yo, I'll tell you straight up, the whole time I was on, when I had my little episode.
Yeah.
I felt like a zombie the whole time.
Now, for real, when you start coming off for shit like that, yo, you be like, what the fuck was I doing?
Yo, I was walking around in high school, bro. I had a routine getting the tallest can of Sprite. You don't know what's in this, bitch. It's a can.
Yeah, yeah.
But I used to be so turned up going up to my boys like, fucking God, talking just like that. And then like, yo, you go.
Damn. Damn,
like,
all right,
I'll catch you later.
Fuck that.
Fucking mask on the
homies.
You're dumb.
All the people out there. Yeah, fuck that. I couldn't do it. Nah, fuck that. I couldn't do it.
And I was mad because as soon as we got out, the whole point was like, yo, I'm trying to
hide
you, but.
Right, right.
And as soon as I leave, hard stuff coming out. They just started dropping. I was like, yo, let's get high. Stop fucking with me. Are you serious? These niggas got it good. Because there's so many different ways to get high. You can pop an edible in class now.
Edibles
wasn't around like that.
I don't know anybody that can fucking do fucking edibles and sit through school. Like, what the hell?
Nah. I used to go into class, and there was this one teacher. I'm not even mentioning it, but he was cool as hell. He was like, you know, just like, as long as you're good, like, your grade is good. Like, I don't care. I used to do that shit in college. I used to be doing all that.
As long as you're right.
We good.
Sick. You DJ. What the fuck going on, B? What the fuck is that, B? This better be a fucking song, B. Hey, what the fuck, B? This better be a fucking song, B. It's not a fucking song, B.
And I can't sit with it like I want you to go through it. Time.
What, your phone?
Yeah.
I can't do shit.
Go to Bluetooth with JBL charge
screen. Cause you can plug, you know, you can plug into the laptop. The laptop's plugged in.
Yeah, but that shit though. Oh, you mean the? Nah, yeah, the laptop moves slow. That's why we get the phones.
I know, but I'm saying you can plug your phone into the charge while you're on.
He's right.
Oh shit! That damn pop ups and shit. Hey, yo, man. That's crazy. That fucking dad, man. Hey, but when did you win it?
Yeah. You ain't going yet.
No, I didn't. I ain't
going to go again
because we ain't going to run skirt.
Like, I took a hit. It was a big hit, but I didn't die like that.
What's talking about? Nah, did you hit that shit like... Man, you ain't hit that shit. Pause. Pause. You hit that shit. Nah, you ain't hit that shit.
Pause. THCA, it's in the shape of a donut. A little mini baby donut.
High five in
2 years. Thanks to your boy. Cali.
Higher than giraffe.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
Higher than giraffe.
Literally.
Jesus in a spaceship.
Next level. I'm not going to beat up. I'm not going to be like this. Woo. I don't give a fuck who the fuck it is. Get up on my dick, get up on my dick, get up, it's your bitch, don't come in,
talk your shit, hear something,
yeah, man, goofy on the mic.
Nah, that nigga got power lung, boy. Nah, he got super lung, boy.
Yo, my lung's been shit.
See?
I went through a backwards.
Still making us look bad, yeah. Oh, yeah, that nigga was smoking pure cocaine leaves.
He said cocaine?
Backwards and do some bad shit, G. I
was chilling on him just for a solid summer.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Who the fuck turned you on to a backwood?
Or anytime I smoke a backwood, I feel like I got a bag of shit in my mouth.
Yo, it's crazy. Izzy tried to smoke backwoods. He can't roll a backwood for shit.
Bro, he could barely roll a
joint. Shout out to that nigga. He can't roll for shit.
Yeah. It's even good though.
It's really good though. Yeah, it works out somewhere. Oh shit. John and B-Boy stand smoking. Y'all niggas gonna smoke like me though. Y'all niggas gonna smoke like me though.
This shit fire. You can get a bigger
head.
I think you gonna smoke like me though.
All the fuckers. nigga. We want all the fucking smoke, bitch. We want all the motherfucking smoke, bitch. Just a fucking podcast show. Yeah, sneak creep up the ladder. Yeah, you ain't no big shit.
We got to fucking
niggas hate us, but they got to go. One show, six platforms, old man. How you do that, nigga? God damn.
Talk your
shit. Talk your shit.
That's it. You killed
me. You
say that shit. You done?
Hey,
yo, DJ.
What's good?
Play something different.
Fuck it, man.
I don't know.
I thought we was getting these dab hits in, and the next thing you know it, man, John started playing intros and shit.
Man, I was just fucking.
That beat was hard.
Play rapping. Goofy shit.
I ain't saying you were serious.
Nobody said you were serious. No, but I'm serious.
Well, I'm saying.
You wanna run up, get pulled? All of you niggas are
jokes. Oh my god.
Y'all want me to take it back? Y'all want me
to hit it again? Who are you?
Oh yeah, got some.
Oh, my boys finally dropped this shit.
Yeah. We're gonna, you know what?
For the chorus, no.
Not bad.
That shit is lethal.
Very.
This shit tastes amazing though. What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's like that fruit TCA.
It's Fruit Loops. Yeah. It's a gripper. It's a gripper.
Oh, yeah.
It'll take you out. It'll take you out.
That's all the fucking game.
Shit, you ain't fucking big. You look weak.
I'm a big body.
Big body.
Man, that shit was fucking.
What the fuck was he talking about?
See, that's that booty. That booty. Oh,
my boys, that was dropping.
Yeah.
Give me that booty high with that shit.
If he can. If he can, send that track over.
Oh, yeah, man. Which one? Boy, they dropped a whole mixtape, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. They got a few.
Where they drop it at?
Dropped it on YouTube. I think
they
got it on Spotify. I've been listening to
this
shit on Apple Music.
So
that's
Spotify.
Just play that shit.
What
are you waiting for?
We live, man.
Smoke. We got there. Yeah, nah, you ready? That shit is solid. For that. I mean, I could play a little bit of Two's. A snippet. Give us a teaser before the episode. Matter of fact, all the smoke, do that. We're going to tease you with a little something. And see how we don't play.
This is all
the fucking smoke. We gonna tease you. This like a crackhead.
Take this little point two. That straight drop there, boy. Yeah, you see, she hit that shit twice. Like,
Yeah.
Come back with more money and a couple of friends.
Shout out to G.
All the niggas in the hood. AP, know what I'm talking about.
I had a pair. Yo, you remember the Forces?
Huh?
The G Unit Forces?
Yeah, I'm
They had a pair of sneaks, bro. The G Unit had sneaks.
Yeah, they
really?
Were Air Forces.
They wasn't, nah. They built like Air Forces, but they wasn't Air Forces.
Nah. I think I do know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I had a pair of red ones. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, shout out to my niggas on Love Block. They had this one track, Shimmy. That shit funny as hell. Like, niggas watch you Shimmy? Like, you being for real? Like, that shit funny as hell. But yeah, this shit
pop. Let's just get to see other people here a little bit of that. So, what's that button again?
We at the top, shit, man. You know it's love block, shit, man. We got the spot, shit, man. And we making shit hot, shit, man. We at the top, shit, man. You know it's love block, shit, man. We got the spot, shit, man. And we making shit hot, shit, man. I got the block, shit, man. I got the block, this lit. I don't punch a clock, so shit, man. How could you think you fuck with me? I don't fuck with shit, man. 40 to tuck, shit, man. Puff more than a duck, shit, man. Smoking hot grade, hit me. Number 6, 9 grade, I taste me. I had them hoes in a frenzy. Been had knots, so I'm gonna tip me. I'ma smoke good in the Hempley. Baby so hood, but she still proper. Role play, she the nurse, I'm the doctor. And I got hoes, I can fill a box. I'll send them to school like it's pen pop.
Okay. Shout out to them guys. They'll be here Saturday. God willing.
It's funny as hell, bro. Cause I'd be right there on Henderson, chilling. I'd be on my own shit, just making my music. Now, I mean, I don't really bother nobody. I'll be all the way.
Right.
And then I go to my boys' house because they all over there. I walk in and they doing the same shit that I was just doing back at the crib. I'm like, oh, that's funny as hell.
You know these guys for a long time?
Oh, so, all right, so.
I need them.
So, G, I've known that. That's my sandbox. I've known that. Third grade.
Yo, I got hit.
Fuck. Oh, I think you did get him brown. You did him dirty on the slot.
So that was right in front of the deli. Yo, I was like, yeah. I was like, you sure? He was like, yeah, we good. Mama know what it is. I say, wait, you about to leave your mama in the car? He's like, yeah, we about to get high.
You know, you're a fuck, yo. That's my
Yeah, we went and got high, bro. This nigga really had a mama in the gym, right? He was sitting on the couch, stuck. Like, yo, you really did this to me. You did. His mama was sitting out there for a minute, though. I ain't even gonna lie. We were skiing. I had that shatter. I whipped out some highlights. I think it was a shatter you had game too.
That shit was good. I got like, that shit was good. I like 6 pounds
of that one. Like, I put the shit in the front and then
G's found it.
Dab to it.
Yeah.
And he smoked the whole thing. Like, he ain't lead to it. Like, he really smoked the whole thing.
But it's full. It's
and full. I don't even think he was dabbing like that at that time. Like, yeah, he was really.
Horrible. Blood block, right?
Blood block, yes, sir.
Blood block. Shout out to them guys. They will be here Saturday, inshallah.
Shout out DJ, shout out Grizzy, shout out G. Shout out 352.
We definitely gonna drop all the platforms. They drop all the album. They got a new album out, right? What's the name of it?
Yeah, it's Love Block.
Oh, it's Love Block. Oh, okay. The name of the album is Love Block.
Long Branch is the motherfucking city.
Yeah, it's low key though. That's what it's like. I love it and hate it at the same time. It's like, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing.
But Long Ranch in general?
Yeah. It's like, well, I mean,
Long Ranch is one of the things where, like, even coming from Jersey, like, if you got close to this area, man, you really probably don't know.
Small.
But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's weird because a lot of motherfuckers know about Ashburn, but then when you come down here, Ashburn, it's like, what's Long Branch boys never played either. Like, they give us some props, they don't really.
Yeah.
And I fucks with Ashbury. Listen, man, how I feel is, I'm born and raised in Long Branch, yes. But, man, Ashbury's my second home, man.
Yeah.
Red Bank, my second home.
Yeah, I hate the beef, too.
But there really is no
beef. But is there really still? That was so.
There really is no.
That Long Branch, Ashbury beef. So old.
That's what I'm saying.
Is it still going on for real?
That's what I'm saying.
That shit is so
it's
old.
It's too
yo.
Many. No
motherfuckers used to come by.
And
literally, not, they used to hop the train. Just,
I feel like Asbury and that one got something.
I mean,
you know what? I'm not too fond to.
A lot of people don't know the history, but if people do know the history, then you would know that Long Branch, Ashbury,
Neptune.
It didn't matter if they had basketball games, football games, they was turning up. They would beat each other the fuck up. At one point, they would literally stab tires off out of the motherfucking school bus so niggas couldn't leave their town. They was really trying to make sure road niggas out there. And it was on all sides. Everybody at a certain point in time put it in for their town. That's really what was happening.
Yeah, a lot of people put in time for this city. A lot of people really did put it in.
Man, at the end of the day, man, pick up the ass big part, man. Pick up the red bank. Pick up the ball brand. Pick up that too. Pick up the whole fucking New Jersey,
Pick up the whole Monmouth County.
Yeah, especially Monmouth County, man. I feel like Monmouth County ain't spoken about enough, and Long Branch itself ain't spoken about enough. We got a whole lineup in front of the fucking beach, and this shit is just expensive as shit. They put a fence up to separate Ocean Avenue from Long Branch itself to make these people feel more safe.
Yeah.
So the only way you crossing over, even on foot, is if you go up at least a block on one end, and you got to go down at least a whole two blocks on the left side to meet an opening in the fence to even get over on the Ocean Ave side. Dead end. So it's either Broadway, bro, or it's down to the left, and at least two blocks to the right.
That's crazy.
They put a fence up to make these people feel safe. Meanwhile, half of Broadway still ain't built. And they willing to motherfucker. They happy making that money off that parking space, letting all these motherfucking people enjoy that boardwalk. Mind you, growing up as a kid, that boardwalk had shit to offer for people who actually lived there. There's nothing there that place has to offer for people who lived there. After people who lived there can't afford to even fucking go over there and eat.
Shit. That's the truth. We're gonna talk about it.
Because if nobody else do, all the smoke with them.
Because that's what we meant, all the smoke. Maxie.
Remember when Michael Jackson bought Asbury Boardwalk and then never finished it? Remember that shit?
Michael Jackson bought a boardwalk?
I
never knew that.
Bro, remember when they were starting to build all those concrete buildings? They was getting ready to build something big in Asbury?
Yeah.
Right on the beach. And then just construction just magically stopped.
Oh, you know
the deal
what?
Never fell through. The deal never fell through.
That's some shit.
That's crazy. You know what? I need to do some more research on that.
The boardwalk and Long Branch, the man who owns 90% of that shit is Trump's son.
Yeah, I know that. I think he's also part of my mom.
Yeah. They talk about making the Monmouth Mall a dog park / condominium apartments attached to a big ass mall.
That's ridiculous right there.
Well, to be honest, they have.
But you gotta think about it. Think about Jersey and how
they
Jersey
have a whole. That shit makes sense. You know that whole level.
Jersey is basically New York background. How I see it.
Great.
That whole parking. That whole parking garage. Nobody has that. Who goes in there? Nobody.
Right, but
unless you try to get some time,
condominium and a dog walking park attached to the mall. Really. Y'all don't think that's a little too much?
Nah, that's actually.
It's really not. Listen.
That's what we need.
What you think they gonna do? They're probably gonna have an area in the mall that's outside where you pretty much have a smoking area. Because I mean, cannabis. They're gonna have it. Yeah. They're gonna have it.
I guess
if they're gonna have any type of stores, it's gonna be located outside. So where you could either walk into the store and walk right outside. I would assume they'll do it that way. I don't think they're gonna put a cannabis store inside deep in the mall where you gotta. Nah, that's too much. People want to be able to smoke in the store. All types of shit.
Right. And now weed is legal.
Yeah, so I would assume they'll do it. And then you got the dog park. It makes sense because you're trying to accommodate to the people who are running out. I mean, it's a genius idea for someone who's trying to make a flip. I mean, I'm not hating on it. Do I feel like there's a lot of other shit they can do with it? Absolutely. Yeah. There's better shit they can do, but
I feel like
they don't give a fuck. The same shit that's going on with the boardwalk. With the boardwalk is what's going on with the motherfucking Monmouth Mall. So, you feel me? That's literally what's happening.
It opens up mad up like job opportunities. Shit. I low-key want to go to a dispensary and be a bartender.
Man, I low-key want to buy some property on the beach and have a bud spot in Asbury Park right on the boardwalk.
That would be lovely.
That'd be lethal.
And then we could do this podcast shit right outside the bud joint.
Like, oh, what's that in your pockets? Oh, give me that.
We live on the spot.
Live on the spot.
I got something.
Hey, and with that being said, I think our time has just ran up, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you guys for listening to us. I appreciate all the supporters. Please. What'd you say?
I'm just getting on the road, man. Ready for that.
And, yeah, please look out for these new episodes coming in. We just dropped 5 new platforms. So we are now running on 6 platforms. Thank God.
One question for the audience. Can you stop playing
with us? Stop playing.
Run up the views.
Stop playing.
If you can't reach it, you're on 6 different platforms. How can't you reach it?
We're going live. Stupid. This Saturday.
Stupid. I think
they bugging. They are bugging. Y'all know what to do. Hey, yo. Thanks again for y'all listening to us again, y'all. This is All the Smoke, and I'm your host, Javi, with All the Smoke.
And we signing the fuck out.
You heard? Jersey.